It's time to talk sports. Now from the Fan Studios in Melbourne, it's the Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed, yes, to a Thursday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 1560 The Fan. Let's get right into it. We have talked about a lot of different subjects this week. We really have, you know, Major League Baseball, Stanley Cup playoffs, NBA, you know, the Miami Heat, not far from here, down on I-95 in South Florida, still live to try to win an NBA title. The NFL is going to release their schedules tonight, even though some of it's already getting leaked on social media. All these topics are going on. They're all fascinating topics. Draft lottery in the NBA will be next Tuesday night. But honestly, every single person I've had a conversation with off the air over the last couple days have asked me all the same question. One question. What do you think of this Tom Brady as a broadcaster thing? That's literally the number one question that people ask me off the air. You know, what do you think about this Brady thing? What do you think about, that's how people are talking. And you heard my comment when we broke it down on Tuesday when we first got the news of this story where it's like, are you sure you want to give this guy a 10-year deal? He's never even, like, called a game before. Are you sure? How about he, like, you know, do, like, one or two games. Let's see how he does. And every broadcaster will tell you this. It takes time. It takes repetition to get better. Some people don't work out. Others do great. But you got to do it a couple times. I'm just in shock by the 10-year deal for reported through the New York Times, like over $300 million. Can he call a game first? So like last night, you know, I'm on News 13, and they're asking this question, okay, when do you think Brady starts the broadcasting career? I'm telling you, it's the number one subject. Forget about who's going to try to win the championship in any sport right now. No, it's what do you think of Brady as a broadcaster? What do you think about this? What are your thoughts, Mark? And my thought is like, when you really put into perspective, and I get it where 2022 has been kind of weird with Tom Brady, where in January he retired, but it got leaked first. Then he was on the radio, said he's not going to retire. Then the next day on social media, he does retire. But then he also leaves the door open. Then 40 days later, he unretires. Then there's reports of, oh, maybe he wants to play for the Miami Dolphins. And maybe he could become like a minority owner in the team. Oh, no, he's going to go back to the Buccaneers. And he restructured his contract so that the Bucs can do this, this, and this. Like, it's all over the place. But if I take a step back and I breathe, I feel like 99% of my brain, and my brain could be wrong. I mean, it's wrong all the time. Doesn't it feel like Brady, if he announces this TV broadcast deal, don't you feel like maybe this is the last hurrah? This is it. Like, I should have retired, but then when I was at home for a couple days with the wife and kids, thinking about that Matthew bleeping Stafford beat me in the playoffs, you know what? I can't go out like this. I can't lose to the LA Rams. This is ridiculous. And we're letting Stafford win the Super Bowl. That should have been my Super Bowl. I mean, honestly, if Antonio Brown doesn't go crazy in that Jets game to start the year, and they had Brown in the playoffs, and I said this at the time, if they had Antonio Brown in the playoffs, they win that Rams game. And they beat the 49ers at home, and they win the Super Bowl. They would have beaten Cincinnati as well. I know it's woulda, coulda, shoulda, but come on, man. This is ridiculous. That's why Brady's coming back. And I think this is it. You look at the landscape of the NFC, where the Rams are going to be there, and you still have Aaron Rodgers with Green Bay. But who else is there? Is it Jimmy G? We don't even know if he's starting this year. We don't know what the hell the Niners are doing. And then, you know, the NFC East is a joke year in and year out. Has no real contender for the Super Bowl. I mean, the last time the NFC East had one was like 10 years ago with Eli and the Giants. I think if you're Brady right now, you're like, this is it. I'm not losing to Stafford again. I'm getting the one seed. I'm going to dominate, and I'm going to go win another Super Bowl. And you're like, well, the AFC's loaded. It is loaded. Brady's better. Brady is a better player. This is my scenario. Here's what I think happens. He goes one more year with the Buccaneers. He hoists the Lombardi Trophy, and then he becomes the lead analyst for Fox Broadcasting. Now, will he be good? That's up to Tom Brady. It's going to take some time. It is. I think from an X's and O's standpoint, he'll know what to do. I think he can talk and do that. I really do. But the other stuff where you got to bring a little flair and pizzazz, I don't know if Tom Brady can do that. Maybe he can learn it. But I'm telling you, if I'm in charge of Fox, I like Tom Brady. And that is like, yeah, that's a big name. He's pretty much the biggest name in the NFL. I would be hesitant. I'm like, I'm not giving this guy a 10-year deal. Are you out of your mind? Let's see him do 10 games first. And remember, the reports are he's going to make over $30 million a year broadcasting football games. And you know they're going to have to give him the private jet as well. Where he's like, we're doing this Kansas City game, huh? Where they're hosting the 49ers? Well, I would like the private jet from Florida, and you fly me to Kansas City, and then I'll do the game and go home. That's right. And my checks will be clearing because I'm Tom Brady. That's what I imagine happening. It's seriously, all these headlines are going on in sports, all of them. Hell, we had a horse that you've never heard of, 80-1 odds, win the Kentucky Derby. Ah, whatever. Brady's going to the booth. It feels like everything's about like, all right, who's going to be the next John Madden? That's what I always think about. Like, John Madden was the king for decades with CBS, Fox, NBC as the lead analyst. Mostly it was Pat Summerall. Then he was with Al Michaels. You know, he passed away. When did that happen? Was that around Christmas time? I think it was. It was very sad because I love John Madden. I really did. I still do. And, you know, you had John Gruden. Like, John Gruden was in the booth for Monday Night Football. He was kind of becoming that new John Madden, where everyone knew who he was and people impersonate him. And yeah, he was the top guy. Seriously, John Gruden, I always felt like was the new John Madden. But then the Raiders said, here's $100 million, come coach the team as we move to Vegas. And he couldn't turn it down. And honestly, I don't blame him for not turning it down. Then all of a sudden, you know, Phil Sims, he's with Jim Nantz on CBS, and Tony Romo retires, and they're like, all right, Romo's going to be our top guy. And you remember, that was shocking at first. Like, you're like, really? Really? Tony Romo? That guy? Are you sure? Never called a game before, and they made him the lead analyst, the number one game on Sunday afternoon with Jim Nantz, and he was great. And he's been great for CBS for a couple years now. He's over-delivered when you didn't know what the expectation was for him. And now he's the top dog. And Fox, as we know, where you had Joe Buck and Troy Aikman for decades, where they do the, you know, late Sunday afternoon game on Fox, the marquee, what do they call it, the game of the week. And they lost them to ESPN, where they're going to be calling Monday Night Football now. And Al Michaels, I think he went to Amazon to do Thursday Night Football, I think with Kurt Herbstreit, with that call. You got that, and Mike Tirico's going to be Sunday night. And Fox is like, well, what the hell do we have? Tom Bernhard and Greg Olsen. Those guys are good, but they're not big names. They can become big names, but right now they're not big names. And Fox is like, well, the hell with this. We got to make a move. And if you're Brady, look, if you want it, you got to ask for it. Brady and his people, hey, he's going to make over $30 million. He'll make more, which is just shocking to the world of broadcasting. If these reports are true, he'll make more than he's ever done as a football player in 1 year from a playing salary. That's why it's just mind-boggling to people. And it's funny where you sign this deal, then you don't even know when he's going to start. You have no idea. It reminds me, remember when Jay Cutler, remember, this is very true. So, like, Jay Cutler signed the deal. He retired. And then he signs the deal with CBS to be one of their lead analysts for football. But then the Miami Dolphins at the last moment are like, hey, here's $10 million. Be our starting quarterback.
Now we've got Jay Cutler. Yes, we've got Jay Cutler.
He was going to make, I think it was like $5 million or so to be an analyst on CBS. But then he said, I can still be a quarterback. I'll play for the Dolphins. I'll be the starting quarterback for $10 million. Got the $10 million. And then he kind of pretty much retired. And then CBS said, no, bro, we don't want you in the booth anymore. I always wondered what would that have been like if Jay Cutler was calling games. But we'll never know. Maybe down the line, but yeah, he took the Dolphins' money instead. Look, you really can't blame him, even though I think his ex-wife got half of it. But it's fascinating to think about. Most analysts, like the top analysts, you know, and I know like Al Michaels, and you look at Joe Buck, they're getting big deals where it's almost, you know, like $9 million or so per year. These are the top dogs who've been doing it for decades, and people know who they are. Brady's never called a game before, and they're going to give him $30-plus million. He better be good. That's all I'm saying. Look, from the program director standpoint, can we see him do a game? How about we give him a 3-year deal? How about we do a 2-year deal? Let's see him call a game before we do this. But if I'm going with my pick right now, 99%, I feel like, yeah, he's going to play one more year, then he's going to join the booth. I feel like, why release those numbers? Why even release this as a deal if there isn't an end in sight? Will he retire? It's like, you can't make this. You can't make any of this up. If I would have, like, time traveled to like 2002, you know, he wins the Super Bowl. And then I'm like, hey, 20 years from now, this guy would be playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, trying to go for his 8th Super Bowl. But then there's also rumors that, oh, maybe he'd be part owner of the Dolphins. Oh, by the way, also Fox Broadcasting reportedly, maybe, was going to give him over $300 million for 10 years to be their analyst. I'm like, what are you talking about? The Tuck Rule guy? What? Huh? Man, even when he won the first Super Bowl, there's no way back then. Look, they upset the St. Louis Rams. There's no way. Like, oh, yeah, by the way, he's going to be the GOAT, and he's going to win more Super Bowls than Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana. What? No, he won't. What are you talking about? Remember, when they won 3 and 4 years, then they don't win for a while. Remember, they had 2007, the 18-0 team, then lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl. They don't win for a while. They really don't. It's crazy to think about. They don't win the Patriots again till what? When they beat, I think it's Seattle in that game. I think that's it. Is that the 2014 season? I think it might be. That's really crazy. It really is. So, yeah, I love this is the second open this week where we're going with Tom Brady as the broadcaster, because honestly, that's all people keep asking me off air. That's what they want to know about. That's what they're interested in. So those are my thoughts, and I'll probably be wrong. Coming up, we'll ask this guy his thoughts. Tim Walters of the Florida Today on Tom Brady.